let's get this meeting started. Okay.
Is Deborah going to come aboard?
I'm going to do roll call. Teresa Allen is present. Is Judon Boney on? No, not hearing him. Bill Crozier? Bill Crozier? He might be back. Anissa Faruqi?
Sorry, I'm here. I was muted.
Thank you, Bill.
About that.
Anissa? I'm not hearing Anissa. Lyndon Foley? I'm not hearing Lyndon. Tom Harper?
Here.
Welcome, Tom. Wally James? Not hearing Wally. Mike Lewis?
I'm here.
Welcome, Mike. Robin Lewis? Not hearing Robin. Carol McGregor? Not hearing Carol. Darrell Robbins? Not hearing Darrell. Nancy Sabarnoritomi?
Present.
Thank you. Hi, Nancy. Wendy Schrell asked to be excused. Deb Shafto? Not hearing Deb. Jim Sheridan? You know, I'm going to need to ask Robin about Jim. Something has happened with his emails. I'm getting return emails, and the phones are all bad. It's always been kind of sketchy. Rob Lee? Not hearing Rob. Is there anyone else on the call that I did not call your name? Okay. Not hearing
Well, I'm
that.
Going to, Teresa?
Yes.
I'm going to call Judon and remind him.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'll be right back.
All right, so the meeting was called to order at about 6:05.
Could I make it, Teresa,
yes.
Who was it you're getting return emails from?
Jim Sheridan.
Oh, Jim Sheridan, okay.
Yeah.
I move to excuse him and Wendy.
Okay.
I second the motion.
Is there any objection?
I heard.
Okay.
Nancy objects. Jim... Wendy, yes, but Jim hasn't been here for a long time.
I know he hasn't been here for a long time, but I'm going to send an email right now to Robin and ask that she give me correct update information. Robin Lewis, correct information on him, because it's always been sketchy, and maybe he has kept it current with KPFT.
Well, you may not be getting the email notices if he's changed email address. Yeah. Okay.
Contact info on Jim Sheridan. Okay. Thanks.
Well, if they're bouncing, that's a good excuse not to. That's a good reason to excuse him if they're bouncing. That means he doesn't have a internet anymore.
Yes.
Or changed his.
And it always was a little sketchy, but if Nancy, if you will withdraw your objection, then we just excuse him for this time until I hear back from her, from Robin on that.
Sure. Yes.
On that issue. Okay. So here I am.
Teresa.
Yes.
I just talked to Judon, and he said he did not get any information on the meeting. Would you please flash him an email?
All right, well, I'll send it again to him. This is always at KPFTX. This is a Maestro meeting, so it will be on KPFTX. But I'm sending it with the contact information now.
I see you sent him the email reminder yourself, too, so he should have got one from you and also from the automatic one.
He should be getting it. You know,
KPFTX.
I think he's not reading his KPFT messages. I think he's reading them that go to his Hotmail address, I think. So I'm sending it to both.
Well, I just reminded him to check his email, so he should have gotten the information.
596. Bear with me.
596-233-pound.
No, it's okay. I'd rather not have it read over the... okay. I'm sending that and going back to here. So, the first... I sent everyone an email that has the agenda on it, and here's the agenda. Call to order. Number 2 is approve agenda. 3 is approve minutes from November 17th, and that's a typo. It should be November 17th. Number 4 is report from the IGM or development director. Number 5 is fundraising, and that includes the report on the pledge drive, report on the email blast or special promotions, and other. Number 4 is outreach issues, which includes social media, website, email blast, and any other special efforts. Number 7 is new business, and number 8 is set new meeting. Number 9 is adjourn. Anybody have anything to add to the agenda?
Okay. Yeah, just a brief thing. Outreach. Did you send it, like, recently? I think you have the wrong email address. Did you send the iCloud? I mean, I didn't get any agenda.
You did not receive the agenda?
No. When did you send it?
I sent it out very recently.
Oh, well, then it's going to a wrong address. Last time I noticed you had two addresses, like the old address that doesn't work anymore and on Gmail, and then the new address, iCloud, and then I got it. But this time... maybe you just sent it to the old address because I don't have anything from you.
Okay. Well, bear with me 1 minute.
Nancy.Saibara at iCloud.
Just a minute. I would really rather not people read their emails out on this, because if we post this on KPFTX, mm-hmm. if there's an audio, I would really uh-huh. rather not have you upset because you're getting – nasty emails or something, because anybody can listen to these meetings. So
oh, it's too late now.
Yeah. Okay.
Teresa?
That's all right. I'm okay.
Yes.
I see that she was, you used her Gmail address when you sent out the email to remind everybody and with the agenda.
Okay. Well,
so you need to change that to the iCloud address.
SAI. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. No, well, okay. I've corrected it in my contacts, but so I'm
probably need to delete
out.
That one.
You know, there was okay. Never mind. There's a technical thing. My husband read it to me in the paper about how change something. If you change email addresses, you have to take an extra step because you change things in your contact list. It keeps things. I don't know why. So. Sorry about that confusion. Give me 1 minute. Okay, I've sent that. Back to the agenda. So, are there any objections to the agenda?
No.
All right. Okay, so if you have anything additional, we can just discuss it under new business, which is listed there. Is there any objection to the minutes which were sent out?
No.
Okay, hearing no objection, the minutes are
approved. You sent
minutes? The minutes.
When did you send the minutes?
Very recently, but they're very simple. We just really didn't, we had some people take on tasks, but
Teresa?
Yes?
I had volunteered to make the minutes at the last meeting, but Otis did not post it until 5:30 this evening, and then he texted me that he was busy and sorry, and he just posted
yes.
it. So I will do the minutes, but you've done them already? For the last
Well, I did the minute. I did the minutes as I went through the meeting. And what I'd like to do is approve the minutes, and if you can find any changes that need to be made, we can address them in the next meeting. How is that?
Okay.
All right. I do have a little difficulty reading things that you write because it's all very narrow and it goes all the way down on the extreme left. Is there
Just
any way
I'm
that
using
you can
my phone?
I know.
I'm using
I know.
Phone. I don't have a computer.
Okay. Well, I can appreciate what you're doing. You're working as best you can. Okay. So the first.
I just read
item,
a minute.
Okay. Do you see any changes or corrections to them?
No, none.
Okay. I do need to make sure that Rob Lee is listed as attending that meeting, so I will check on that. Okay. The first item is a report from the IGM or development director. Do we have any? Is Judon on? Guess not.
No, I'm actually on the call. I just got the call
in
information. And I just got the minutes. It would be helpful if we get these things earlier so we can prepare.
Well, I understand, but you can always see when our meetings are. We will always agree on a meeting before we leave the call, because that's the last item on the agenda before we adjourn. And then we will also. You can also always listen to the meetings on KPFTX, and the contact information, because we are using Maestro, your contact information to get on the call is on KPFTX. You can always see when the meeting is. And this meeting has been on KPFTX for at least a month. So I'm sorry, and I will try to personally make a call to you to remind you of our next meeting, but let's move on. Did you have anything to report, Judon, that we have accomplished since our last meeting, which was on the 17th of November?
Let me just say a few things.
Yes.
We need as much collective collaboration and support and notice and work beyond the meetings as possible. So rather than asking anyone to call anyone individually, I suggest you send out a mass email when you know the next meeting is going to be. This is for all committees and all work. And then when you know there's a meeting several days from now, that you do a mass email to all of the members of the committee and the board, because mm-hmm. the board and staff should know that these meetings exist, and then that'll take that obligation off you personally and mm-hmm. be consistent across the board.
Yes.
I guess the bottom line of the fundraising committee is that we need to find other ways to raise money other than fund drives. I have suggested before that we look towards some foundations. We need somewhere, I'm guesstimating now, around several hundred thousand dollars to have a functional location for which to broadcast live from. Broadcasting live is how we're going to be more successful in raising money. These other methodologies and strategies are not going to produce any significant money. There may be some more coming from the federal government in terms of them doing something with their emergency funding that they did last time, but that's not anything immediate. We have enough money to get through the month of December and maybe a week or so into January. We are doing the quiet drive now. I don't know if Robin is on the call, but she sent out a written report that the quiet drive has raised as much money as anticipated. I'm not looking at my notes right now, but I think that's about $27,000, $28,000 from my memory. So what my suggestion would be to the committee and the board is that we look at probably planning, strategizing, thinking about other foundations and other source of major donations and strategize to execute that, finalize those strategies and plans collectively
as early in January as possible and then move from there. Any questions?
Well, you said that you were going to send out a letter and approach major donors. Have you had any luck with that?
No, I have not sent out a letter to major donors because we've been dealing with other things such as the break-in at the station, the police report, so forth and so on, and the other matters that are going before the board. We've got a lot of stuff going on, so we're not operating normally. And probably until we've got a consensus in terms of we just elected new board officers, of which you, congratulations, Teresa, remain, but the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary, all of those are new officers, and they should be involved and engaged in those discussions.
Have you had any discussion with the chair or the vice chair about major
donors?
No more
than the call that you were on when we did elections. As you know, most of that meeting was consumed with electing new officers.
Judon, may I interrupt?
Sure.
As of December the 1st, we have $26,179 since December the 1st. Our goal is a little over $50,000. So that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, and thank you. And that's per the report from Robin.
Yes.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
It's $26,172 so far since December the 1st.
Great, okay.
And that's in the email that Robin sent to everybody on the board and the committee, and we still have another 2 weeks to go.
Think of what that figure could be if we could possibly call some of these major donors or send them a letter. I can't send a letter. The only person that can send a letter is either
Robin,
you.
Robin does that. Robin follows
Has
up
she?
On that and does. Yes, that's why we're being so successful. Robin's been taking care of business. And I don't know why Robin's not on this call, but yeah, Robin's been. Everybody's been doing pretty much the best they can. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Robin has approached major donors.
Robin is doing the solicitations. She's written the letters. She's sent them out. She's out several letters. She leads that effort as our development director. Yes, Robin.
Okay. All right. So, and do you know if those letters have had your name on them? Saying, "Hey, I'm the interim general manager. Can you give?" Or is it coming as a letter going out from her?
You can ask Robin. I don't think that really makes a difference at this point.
Oh, I do. I think you have name recognition. I'll give you credit, Judon. I mean, people know your name, and they think highly of you. So I think that would make a difference.
I'm happy for have my name affixed to anything at KPFT as long as I'm at KPFT. That's fine.
Okay. All right, so any other questions for Judon?
Judon.
Yes.
We're still planning on moving the station.
We have to move the station. The mold and other issues at the station is completely unhealthy and untenable. We had some more. The mold is the worst I've ever seen. It's getting worse. I have potentially some other locations that I've been exploring with a few people. But as I understand it, the board is determined to employ a new general manager that I believe is supposed to start on January 1st. I've not been advised or formally told that, but that's my understanding. So, we're kind of in this two-week period. And I'm not quite sure how far to go or what to do from the board. And the board met about a week ago, and we were all on that call.
It's Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, the board has not received any official notification that a new person has been hired. We've kind of been hearing rumors. We don't know when we may get a new person. There aren't many announcements at all. And so I think we need to continue what we've been talking about. I mean, this is really since for months. I think we need to get the mold taken care of and fixed. Even if you're going to sell the building, you know, it's going to be it'll be better if you get that taken care of. And, you know, you were telling us months ago that you need a few thousand dollars to do it. Well, that's a lot less than a million or whatever the property's worth. Seems like we should.
That's not true. We've been around this thing before. The estimate that they got on mold remediation, which does not fix the problem, which causes the mold, is way over $20,000. It is not a $2,000 problem. If it was, we would have tried to address it. It's not even close. It's more like $25,000, and that doesn't solve the problem. I keep repeating this. I would love
well,
to
we haven't
that.
We haven't seen that, though. Can you send that to us? You've told us several times you'll send us the board. The.
I don't know why folks don't seem to get it, but I've sent it before. I'm happy to send them again.
All we've received is the report from back in May of the from the inspectors.
There's been no new report. We have the reports, and I'm not the only one that has them. I want you guys to understand that. All of the staff has them. Marquisha has them. They've been sent to the board. I'm happy to send them again. You can ask Marquisha to send them. I don't have any information that other staff doesn't have or is being held from the board. None.
Okay. Judon, we can't ask Marquisha. It's not appropriate for me to ask Marquisha for these things.
Okay.
A director
send the email addressed to me, CC Marquisha, and say, per follow-up our conference call in a development meeting with you as IGM, Judon Boney said, that the committee should be given the information that you're requesting and CC it to Marquisha and put my name on it. And everybody needs to have the same information. Marquisha just sent, and I think because she CC'd me, you, the financial statements for a year, for 12 months. So Marquisha has been responsive, so there's no reason not to respond to this.
Problem is tech.
Bill, can you send that email to Judon and Marquisha?
Requesting the estimate
for the $20,000 that Judon mentions it's costing.
Okay.
The information.
That it would cost to remediate the mold, and that he is requesting that we send it out today to her so we can have this estimate. Can you do that?
I probably can't do it today, but I'll do it tomorrow at least. So.
If you would do that.
I mean, she's not going to probably get it today anyway.
And CC me, I sure would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Tom of the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
I can vouch for Judon back in May because him and I were at the station at that particular time. We were getting estimates on the mold. We were getting estimates on the electrical problems. We were getting estimates on the foundation. So I can vouch for Judon. He has him and I have
Tom,
tried.
The paperwork that
point
we
of order
in May had no amount of money on it. So
point
I think
of
Judon
order.
Is referring to something else. I think. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, I'm being interrupted here, Teresa. I don't appreciate that.
Tom,
okay?
I'm only saying this because I think we're referring to two different things. You're saying you're vouching
for
something.
No, we are not referring
that
to two different
May,
things.
But I didn't get anything in May that has any amount of dollars on it for remediation. And you're saying that you vouched for it, but...
I'm vouching for it, yes. Why am I being countermanded here? Okay, I know what Judon and I did. Did we not, Judon?
Yes, we did, and the written reports have been sent out again. They're happy to have them again. And people ask for an additional report. And the deal is, it costs money. Nobody's willing to do the kind of evaluation from a certified remediation specialist without being paid. We paid someone, one company, $1,500 or something like that. Marquisa has that information and that report. Somebody else came and did one for free, and the samples that they took required $200 or $300. I paid for that out of my pocket. But they're not certified. Normally you get three professional evaluations, but we have to pay for them, and we have no money.
Okay.
Now, I've said this before. I don't mind saying it again, but I think those that really want to resolve this issue, these calls are recorded. They're written down in the minutes. This is not new information. There is no easy fix to getting in that building where we're currently located. We're talking about tens of thousands of dollars. The solution is to find another location. But if anybody wants to pursue remediating the mold and electrical and roof leak at the current location, I'm happy to let anybody go and do it and find the money to go and do it. I'm telling you, it won't work, but it's okay with me.
Okay. Well, we just...
Adolfo Stack again.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, yeah, I know we've talked about this a lot, and I know we got the report on what the inspectors found back in May, but what we don't have is what any actual estimates or quotes or what it would cost to fix them. And if it's, even if the cost has gone up to tens of thousands of dollars, as you say, that's still a whole lot less than getting a new building. If we sell this building, or if it's torn down or whatever, all of the money, 100% of it, goes to the lender for the big loan. It's a requirement in the loan that if we sell any of the buildings, it goes towards paying down the loan. We won't get a cent of it. We'll have to pay 100% of whatever it costs to get a new place. And that's still going to be a lot more than tens of thousands of dollars that you were saying, if that's what it takes to get the mold fixed. Doesn't that make sense?
If that were that simple, yes. The deal is we have enough money in the budget to get us through the month of December and maybe 2 weeks into January right now, not counting the money that has been pledged or raised in the current fund drive that is underway now. I think it was something like $25,000, $27,000. So we have an immediate financial problem. We have a long-range financial problem. And the energy and the time needs to be spent on how can we identify and raise more money to operate and fix.
I agree.
Well, could I ask another follow-up question, though?
Go ahead, Bill.
How are we going to get the money for a new location, which would be much more than if we can't come up with the money for the repairs needed now?
You cannot repair that building. That is throwing money down a rabbit hole. We have to, and here's what we need to do, if that's what your question is. We need to write a draft proposal that the collective board or committee can review and go and approach some foundations to raise significant amount of money to move to another location. That's bottom line.
Judon,
that needs to happen.
Judon, mm-hmm. on when we met back on November 17th, and we talked about fundraising after your report, you said that you and Robin Lewis were going to put together a package for a grant for capital needs. And I guess that package to ask for a grant for capital needs, which you discussed about a month ago, how are you coming along with that? Because that would be a start toward getting a new location.
Well, am I going to be the interim general manager in January in 2 weeks, or is there somebody else coming?
You are now, and you've been here. I mean, you're telling us we have a serious problem. I'm wanting to know specifically what you're doing about it and how we can help you. You need to give us some specific tasks as to how we can help you. I can't write a grant, and I'm assuming you have your contacts. You know who the major donors are. You could make specific pleas to them. Are you saying that won't even attempt to do that?
No, I haven't said anything like that.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking what, you know, how we can help you. Because you said you were going to do this 3 weeks ago.
Right. And that was probably before the building was broken into and I called the police. I don't know. I've got the police reports, numbers in my wallet.
Right. But, I mean, how many hours have you been working on that? Let's say yesterday was
Monday. I'm not even going to deal with you like that, Teresa. You don't ask me how many hours. What are you talking about?
I'm asking you how we can help you, Judon.
If you want to do some help, identify some potential major donors that can donate thousands of dollars if they want to direct it toward a specific purpose, be it staff salaries or a new location, which is what I'm telling you we need, or buying some technical equipment. Tell me what it is, and let's go talk to some major donors. Because at the end of the day, no major donor or foundation is going to get a cover letter and a proposal for money with the current state of the way KPFT is operating.
I'm speechless, sir. I'm speechless. I mean, I don't have access to that information.
I thought you were going to work with Robin
on that. Robin has that information. She knows who the major donors are.
Well, you have Robin's number. Robin will speak to you. She's been on these calls.
Okay. So do you want me to call the major donors?
Oh, please, no.
Well, I'm asking the general manager, the interim general manager.
What I suggested was if you know potential major donors, you, Teresa, your contacts, we do not give our donor list to anyone.
How about the head of Amazon? Can you approach the head of Amazon to ask for a major donation?
I'm willing to. The head of Amazon? Who are you talking about, Bezos?
Yes.
I don't know Bezos, but I'm happy to talk to him.
Okay. I mean, we have a major Amazon facility right here in Houston.
You identify the major donor and the contact information, and I will be happy to approach them.
Well, would you try that? Would you do that? Would you make a call to Bezos?
Provide the contact information and identify the person, and I will follow up and make the call and make the plea.
Okay. Well, could I just ask that you just get it from Robin?
I don't know that Robin has it. I'll ask her.
Okay. I mean, it should be, there should be a corporate address.
Tom to the stack.
Go ahead, Tom.
I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
If everybody in on this committee knows a major donor, then they can contact him. But I suggest that the chair assign those individuals to each and every one of us on the committee. I plan on contacting Masters Mac of Gallery Furniture and see if he can help.
Okay.
So, why don't we try that?
Okay. Well, I'm just very concerned because I think it's without the support or the coordinated effort with the general manager or the interim general manager, I cannot send an official letter to a major donor.
You sure can.
Well, I think I could. As a board member, I think I could get in trouble for doing that. To saying, you know, I know KPFT and making any sort of promises or.
If you draft a letter, I will co-sign it with you. These are people that you know or know you, and then we'll do it together.
Uh-huh. But
that is a very good idea, Judon. Thank
everybody
you.
Everybody I talk to says that you have all these contacts, Judon. I mean, when you were first introduced to us as the interim general manager a year ago, everybody said, and you said, I have these contacts. I will approach these people. I will work for KPFT. I will make it better. A year ago you said that.
I said I will work with any member of the committee I will call with them on a conference call. I will go with them to a meeting, if there's a meeting. We don't have to go in person. We can do it on Zoom, and we can be together individually or collectively on these calls and appeals.
Okay. Well, let's move on then. It doesn't look like anything's going to get done unless I somehow try to take an initiative. But, Tom, I thank you very much for offering. Okay, let's go to
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Mattress Mac, he makes commercials on KTRH. I just want to let Tom know that. It's 7:40 a.m.
Yes, I know that. I know Mattress Mac personally. I've known him for over 20 years.
Okay. And he knows me, Tom. But, yes, go ahead.
Yeah,
please.
I know he knows you, Judon. I know him personally. So, yeah.
Well, great.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to the pledge drive coming up. That's going to be next year. When is it due to start?
I think it's the second week of January. That's something that you have to follow up with Rob. But it's not the first week in January. I think it's like the second.
Call the development director,
Rob,
for the date. Of the pledge drive. So we have not selected it yet?
Robin manages that, and she has that information.
Okay. Are we looking for is there going to be a theme, or are there any specific plans for the pledge drive that we can help with?
That's a Robin. And what
so
I would suggest, so that when you schedule your next meeting, you reach out to Robin Lewis ahead of the meeting and set all of those, give her those questions in writing and ask her to be on the call so she'll have a chance to prepare and respond to all of those issues.
Okay. Do you know if there is any group of people that are contacting people to set up some sort of matching fund for, like, new members?
That's a Robin question.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay. So is there anything that you know of right now that we can help with specifically with the pledge drive, which should probably be less than a month away?
Right now we're in the midst of a quiet drive, and Robin sent a written report to all of the members of the board and to me, and that went out today. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody should have.
Okay, I will look for that. Is there
Bill for a second.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, just, you know, January is generally considered the worst time of the year to do a fund drive, you know, because people are paying their Christmas bills and stuff like that. I don't know if we can do anything about that, though, but that's why we usually start in February or at the end of January and overlap into February.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's absolutely correct, and I think Robin has considered that, and that's why I think the date is not at the beginning of January, but somewhere toward the middle or end, but you're absolutely right about that, and I know Robin's aware of that.
Okay. All right. Mike
Lewis,
did you say something? Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, I wanted to find out what the goal dollar amount was going to be for the first winter pledge drive in January. And another idea about raising money for the station is around income tax time, when a lot of people are, you know, feeling donation time. We could probably look at some of the wealthy donors around the city around income tax time as well to try to get more money for KPFT.
Yeah, I think all that's correct. I think just in terms of the flow of how everything is going, people were looking and focused on the election that just happened in November and all this confusion about who won, runoff, so forth and so on. So I think what you're going to be basically faced with, and don't forget the virus and all of that, people are just trying to get through the year and close this year out and figure out how they're going to start the continuation or next phase of operation for January. And I think that's where people are wrapping up this year and figuring out how to approach 2021. And so middle of January, third week of January will probably be where things, you know, basically come together for an interim fund drive and planning for a larger fund drive. And, you know, people making donations and, you know, getting a tax deductible write-off, all of that.
Well, usually you should plan for a pledge drive like 3 months in advance. But we seem to be planning the pledge drive a week in advance.
I don't really think that's true, Teresa. No. I think what we have is a radio station that's been in the state of crisis for at least 6 to 9 months. Part of it due to the virus and the pandemic, part of it due to the just general financial state and affairs, the context of the finances all over the country, and the devastation to the building in terms of the mold and so forth. So when folks act like or kind of suggest in the way they raise these questions and issues, it's kind of like, well, nobody's really been doing anything. No, that's actually not true. Our very, very small staff has been doing, I think, quite a bit of work to keep everything going, and the station is going. So that's kind of my two cents on that.
Okay.
So you don't know what the goal is going to be for the January pledge drive that we're setting for?
We've got a $50,000 goal for the quiet drive that's going on right now. We've made about 50% of that, which is $25,000, $27,000. So we're focused on what we're doing right now. And the reality is that we need – our past major fund drives have been around $150,000, and we have not reached $150,000. So that would be the goal, so to speak, and we haven't been getting up to $75,000, $90,000. So just to give you a benchmark, Mike, for thinking and considering purposes, think $150,000, and if we get anywhere close to that, we'd be in much better shape.
Oh, okay, because I'm putting out on my Facebook page, I'm still asking for money, even though it's during the holiday season and the pandemic, and I'm still putting goals on my Facebook page, and I am getting some bites, but not like I did several months ago, because, you know, money, unfortunately, Judon, is just really tight right now with people.
On everybody, yeah, and I appreciate that, Mike. Use the figure of 150. I think that's reasonable to start with right now. And
okay,
what we
cool.
ask that is once we feel comfortable in sending out, let's say, one of the evaluations on the electrical and mold problem remediation costs, we can say it's like a capital drive in order to address because the regular fund drives are for operating costs, staff salaries, operating, electricity, water, gas, et cetera. We need is a capital campaign to deal with the issues of a location where we can broadcast live. We're going to continually have problems raising money when people are broadcasting remotely from home and repeat, not live shows. That's the issue. If we can start broadcasting live with live content 12 hours a day, consistently, we will raise a lot more money than we can possibly raise broadcasting remotely with recorded programming.
I agree. I agree, Judon.
Me too.
In fact, Bill Crozier and several other people, Lyndon Foley, Sandy Wyman, have been insisting upon this, that we have totally lost relevancy because our program is not live. Have we had any luck in training or persuading more of our programmers to produce live since in the last 2 months?
We've not been able to execute all of that because of the other issues that we're confronted with. We have three people on staff. Bobby has to do the training and set up for people to broadcast live remotely. He has made himself available. Nobody has said, I've tried to reach Bobby, and Bobby's been unavailable to provide the technical assistance or whatever. The cost for executing the system that Bobby recommended is about $50. The station doesn't have that. So, in other words, if you wanted to broadcast your show live from home, the application is about $50.
And it's last week Susie Moreno offered $25, and you told her to give it directly to a programmer. And I have I've done the same thing. Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
No, please don't interrupt.
I'm agreeing with him.
But I not interrupt him while he's speaking because I want to hear him finish what he's saying.
Go ahead,
and Bill,
Judon,
for the check.
And then Bill can speak. Go ahead, Judon. Finish what you were saying.
Bottom line, when somebody says, I'm ready to broadcast from home, tell me where to spend my $25, $50, whatever that cost is, and where so I can do it. Bobby will do the training and provide the application, and they can get it. Nobody's approached me and said, here's my $50, I want to broadcast live from home.
Okay.
And what I
go
ask
ahead.
People to do,
sorry.
Say, I want to do that, send me an email. So we got an email trail. We're not working on anybody's memory or he said, she said, here's the email, forward it to Bobby, forward it to the staff, forward it to whoever on the board, and it gets done.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, well, I think we're just rehashing things we've been going over again, over and over again for months. So I have to leave soon. Can I just ask Judon to say if he wants to comment on any of the other things on the agenda? There's anything new happening or anything we can do to help with the other stuff like outreach issues or website and then set the new next meeting date?
We're at item 6, outreach issues, social media, website, email blasts, any other special efforts?
I think, Bill, if someone, one or two people, on the committee / board would like to draft a solicitation letter in their own voice, in their own language, draft, and send that to the members of the committee, that might be helpful. And secondly, if members of the committee / and board have major donors, and I'm going to say major donors, $500,000 and up, we need a lot more than that, but $100 is not going to get it. $500 or $1,000 on up, tax deductible, and the contact information, their email address, phone number, that would be helpful. Even if it's just one or two people that they know, so we can work on our personal relationships, and then staff can follow up with written communication and verbal communication, and it's not just the IGM. It's the development director and other staff, and that would help.
Okay, can I ask a follow-up question on that?
What was the second item? The first one was we should write our own solicitation letter. What was the second item, Bill?
A draft solicitation letter in your own language. Send it to Robin so it can be consistent and she can approve it and identify the people that you have a relationship that know you and their contact information. So it still goes through Robin, but these are people that committee members and board members have a relationship with, and a draft letter in their language as an appeal to donate money that is tax deductible to KPFT, and let Robin approve that, and that goes out.
All right. Bill, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. You know, people, and I know for not just individuals, but also when you're trying to get grants or foundations, people are more likely to provide money for tangible things like facilities and buildings and even repairs, but equipment, stuff like that. And so I think my suggestion is that we ask for people to donate specifically to a fund for stuff like that, and we could set up a special fund. Does that make sense? So people know what it's going to be going for. Because what I'm afraid of, in fact, I think they should restrict it. We should ask them to restrict. I'm afraid that if we have any extra money, or Pacific perceives are going to have, we have any extra money, it's just going to get swallowed up to go pay for deficits at other stations. That's what's been happening already, you know, and we've got some of the stations. I mean, WBI, I guess, is the worst, but it's not the only one that's, you know, just absorbing whatever cash they can just to cover their routine operating expenses, and they're still way behind. And I don't want cash we generate that I don't. If people see it sitting in a fund somewhere in a bank account, they may grab it. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, there's no money that's come in for or to KPFT that's gone anywhere else. That's that for the entire year that I've been IGM. What can be I could suggest is that there'll be two funds set up through Robin. One is a capital campaign that is for equipment, repairs to a building, or a new location, and a second, which is operating fund, which is the current account that will pay for operations, staff, and operating costs, electricity, telephone, so forth and so on. And so that gives you two pots of money, and one that is essentially a dedicated pot for a new location, and not operations and not staff. And that, again, but that would be my suggestion.
Okay. Bill, before we go to Tom, Bill, did you want to follow up on that? Do you understand what he needed?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Just let Tom go.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Would that be against the bylaws or interfere with the Pacifica bylaws?
No, people can restrict donations however they want to, whenever they want.
Maybe a question, Tom, and that's why it needs to be discussed with Robin. Robin is clear about those guidelines, policies, and procedures. Bring Robin into the conversation to make sure we're operating according to Pacifica, et cetera.
Okay. Well, I remember when I was... I guess about 20 years ago, Donna Platt did a capital campaign, and it was just a decision by the development director, and she worked it out with the general manager, which was Dwayne Bradley at the time. Is that 20 years ago? I guess so. When it was, you know, prior to Robin being the development director, it was Donna Platt. And have we done, Bill? Have we done any capital campaigns since then?
Yeah, we did, and I remember Donna, but we did the transmitter, right. That was about 10 years ago. We got a new transmitter. It was about 9 years ago, I think.
But the last time we needed money for a transmitter, we borrowed money from KPFA and repaid the money directly.
Oh, yeah, like about 3 years ago or 4 years, 4 or 5 years ago. But right, oh, yeah, it was about, actually, it was about 6 or 7 years before that. That's right, when we did the first capital campaign for the Africa. We had some cute name for it. I can't remember what that was now.
What's up?
What's up? WATTS. What's up? Because
okay.
we were going from 30 kilowatts to, or 35, something like that, to 100 kilowatt ERP because we gotten a license upgraded to.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything in the bylaws that says we can't have a capital campaign, but it needs to be something that the general manager works on with Robin.
And it needs to be gone just to the national board.
No, I don't think.
They don't.
We need to let them know. We need to let them know because, well, one, it's an appropriate thing to do. I'm not saying we have to ask permission. We need to let them know so we don't have any hiccups or somebody, you know, there's nothing secret about this. They should know. And members of this board, some members of this board are on the National Pacifica Board.
Yeah, but it's not a secret, but we don't need to ask their permission.
You could brag to them about it that you got it set up or going to get it set up.
Okay.
I mean, it's an accomplishment, I think, you know.
See if there's any objections. I don't have a problem with it.
Well, hopefully we'll have a general manager that wants to work on that. Okay, so let's go to outreach issues.
Teresa.
Yeah.
Teresa.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I'm not going to let
that
slide.
Yeah, Teresa, stop
it. Don't do that. I respect you. You respect me. Don't try to do
I respect you, Judon. I really do.
Yeah. Well, you didn't
I don't
say
think
that.
So.
Okay. I'm gonna leave the meeting. But first, you want to continue? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's go to outreach
Thanks.
Issues. Do we have anything we want to say about social media?
Mike Lewis for the Stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Well, I can say on social media, I'm always putting out stuff about KPFT, the prison show, the military show. And I'm always hitting people up to donate to the station through the website and through the call-in number. And also on my Facebook page, I'm always asking people to donate. And I'm getting hits once in a while, not as much as I did a few months ago, but I'm still getting hits. But I'm still trying to promote the station over social media every day.
I did a fundraiser on Facebook. So far, I've raised about $195. I was a little disappointed because I thought I would prime the pump by giving a small amount just to see what the process would be like. And
why would you, Teresa?
Yeah.
Why were you disappointed in that $5 donation I gave you?
I was not disappointed in yours. I was disappointed in mine that there was no box or no place for me to say my email address or I want to be a member or any comments. There was no place for me to leave any comment. And I don't, I mean, I had one person that I know of off the top of my head, I think that gave $65. And, I don't know how that person, if they will become a member because of that. I don't know. I guess I needed to ask Robin what information they get from Facebook. Does Facebook give us the address, for example, from their credit card? Because
that's
I don't know
correct.
How that person, how,
send an email to Robin. That's a Robin question.
Yeah.
You can answer
so
that.
So I'm just saying as a general feedback to the committee, I want to suggest people raise money through Facebook. I had one person that said, well, I think I'd rather give directly and not through Facebook. Not that, I mean, Facebook gives us 100% of the money, but I did not see any place for any interaction with KPFT, like, hey, I like the station, and this is why, and I've been a member this long, or I like this show. Nothing. And no way, to my knowledge, of how a person can become a member. And I thought when we last discussed this with Robin, she said there was a place for us to do that. So,
yeah, I've seen that, and I think there is a place. Again, put it in writing, send an email, and let Robin respond.
Tom, did you when you gave that money, did you see any place for you to make a comment like, hey, I like KPFT and this is why, or anything?
No, I did not, but there should be a place on there that's a comment, yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, if people don't have a way to become a member, I don't think that's the way to raise money. It's not the best way.
Well, you also stated that they go to kpft.org. And they could become a member by that way. So
yeah.
You gave them two options, okay?
And I did say something about there's a protected place for you to leave some information, but I didn't see that come up when I gave.
No, so, it won't come up on Facebook. It comes up on kpfg.org.
Okay, all right, good. Well, I'll look to see. Maybe I'll get some feedback as to whether they, any of my people, my peeps, gave money that way. All right, so...
I also walked you through that, by the way.
And I thank you, because the last time I tried to get on Facebook and do it, I got a whole bunch of information on there and went to check a spelling or some factual information, and it deleted everything. So I got
and
so
I'm
depressed
still...
I stopped. So you got me back on track again.
I am still also providing a fund drive on my Facebook page, the KPFT. So, Mike,
Tom, I'm going to have to talk to you about that because I tried to go back to my fundraiser and see if additional money had come in, and I couldn't find it. So
I'll find it for you, and I'll send it to you.
All right, thank you. All right, and so does anybody else want to say something about social media? Okay, anybody else want to say anything about our website? Does anybody
now,
know
if are we keeping up with our website? That's the question.
I think that Judon has told us in the past that the person in charge of that is Bobby Modad.
Judon?
Bobby manages and operates the website. Questions regarding donations to the website or any other things need to go to Robin. And I keep suggesting this. Put it in writing. Send an email to Robin. This is folk. You'll get a response. There'll be an email trail and a record.
Okay.
No, sir. And the question is Bobby keeping up with the website?
Yeah, as far as I know, I have no reason to think that.
All right, so the person to send it to is not Bobby. We send it to Robin Lewis, right?
Bobby handles technical matters.
Okay.
Robin handles financial matters. Anything where there is a overlap, that's why I said CC everybody. We don't have that big a staff, and it'll get addressed.
Okay. All right. Email blast. I guess since Robin's not on, we can't say anything, but evidently she's just sent out additional information. Any other special efforts to reach listeners lately? I wanted to say I do have some information. I have a beautiful solicitation for money from Northwest Assistance Ministries, and it has a lot of information on it. I guess I need to take a picture of it and send it to Robin because it says, holiday blessings, because of your generosity in 2019, it doesn't say 2020, that's kind of interesting, 522 students attended GED and ESL, 1,773 children received a toy during the holiday seasons, 15,267 people have received food. So I would think the 2020 information would be different, but I must admit, it was catchy, it was attractive, and it made me want to give. I also received another solicitation. This one was from the Interfaith Community Clinic, and it had a very beautiful quote which caught my attention. Giving is not just about making a donation, it's about making a difference. And I think I would suggest that we find a quote like that and use it throughout the pledge drive. Something that takes us beyond ourselves and our personal gimme kind of feelings. We're in kind of a panic mode because of the pandemic. And sometimes we're looking at the glass half full, whereas if we can motivate our listeners to think about I'm thinking of approaching one of our programmers, for example, and offering if he can solicit donations, like I'll give $1 to every three they give to KPFT, I'll give money to Northwest Assistance Ministries, for example, because I was impressed by their mailer, and I would like to see some statistics of what we have accomplished in the last year that's positive, because everything we're saying is, well, we can't do this, we can't do this. I'm thinking we're pretty much proved that we don't really need a facility. If we could the other Pacifica stations, most of them have people operating live shows without even their building. They don't need their building. But I just think that we need to get help our listeners think beyond themselves to make them motivate them toward generosity. From that quote, I thought the quote was powerful. Any other special efforts to reach the listeners?
So, Teresa, I think those examples of those solicitation letters were good. If you'll send copies of that to the staff, and particularly to Robin and me, you can use that as a model to help draft one or two different solicitation letters. I think the strategy of appealing not just based upon the critical condition of the physical structure of the station, but also an appeal based upon our mission, our good work, and other assets that we have, a different approach is useful. And so I would send those models out to the staff and to the committee and suggest that people, if you like the idea, say amen, I like the idea. If you have some language that you suggest be included or added or changed, send that. And so rather than just send out a list of things for staff to do, say, I think this is a good idea. Here's the idea. Staff can consider it. Try to figure out how we can add that to our list of things to do. If there's an addition or amendment or suggestion as to how to word it, phrase it, who to send that to, send that to it so that it facilitates the work getting done and new ideas being implemented.
All right, well, I'll be happy to send these. In fact, I'll text these. I'll take pictures and I'll send a text to Robin and to you, and then you can do with it
what
you want.
I like email better than text.
Well, I don't know how to take a picture from my phone and send it. So I'll send it by text, and then maybe Robin can convert that to an email to you.
That's fine. That's okay.
All right, so before we go to new business, I would like to just set our next meeting. If I'm looking at KPFTX, we have openings on Tuesday the 5th of January and Tuesday the 19th. Does anybody have any suggestions as to whether we should have our meeting on the 5th or the 19th?
I would go with the 19th. Because we need some breathing room for some other things to become settled. One, is there going to be a new IGM that starts January 1st? If so, they need to get briefed up, prepped, as opposed to walking into a whole bunch of stuff that they're not prepared to address or whatever. That would be what I suggest. If there's a continuation of the existing staff, we've got a lot of things that are already in the pipeline, that are already on the list to be addressed. There needs to be time to get some of these things addressed as opposed to another meeting to discuss something that we haven't had time or people to work on. People are basically, and I'm not talking about KPFT now, they're basically one more week and people are shutting down until the new year.
Okay. Tom, was that you or was that Mike?
Me, Tom, I agree with Judon, but Judon, I have one statement to make to you, and it's not written that you're going to be replaced, okay?
It's not written that I'm going to be
replaced.
Okay.
You are not going to be replaced, Judon, so please stop thinking that, okay? It's not written, and it's not going to happen, buddy.
Well,
you have my 100% support, and I'm going to back you 100%. That's wrong.
I support you in any effort that you make, Judon. Anything that you do that toward accomplishing financial integrity of the station, I will support you.
let me just say, I'm going to work like I'm going to be here for at least another year, God willing.
Thank you.
And so I'm not sitting down, not working, letting what happened happen. I'm going to work because I believe in KPFT, its mission, the core people, and it's important to me that KPFT not only survives but thrives. So
Here, you know, that would be a good. You and Robin were going to work on like an audio statement to put on the air. Is there one that's being played right now with your voice saying things like that?
No, there's not one being played now. We need to. I think what would help kind of get this going, Teresa, is you give Robin a call and set up a time and place where you, me, and Robin can talk and get some of this stuff done.
Okay.
We don't need the whole community. You want to help get some stuff. That's what I want to do. And so let's just two or three things at a time and knock those out and then move on and get another two or three things and knock that out and move down the line.
Well, I appreciate that. But going back to the next meeting, what concerns me about whether we meet on the 19th or not is this committee wants to help with the pledge drive, and if we have the pledge drive, since you're not able to tell us the date that it starts, if we don't meet until the 19th, then, I mean, if we should be planning the next pledge drive right now, planning the premiums, planning who's going to pitch, what our goal is. I'm wondering if we wait until the 19th, if that pledge drive already will have started, and therefore we have not
been
given instructions specifically on how we can help.
I agree with you. I agree with that analysis. Set the meeting when you want to set it. And we need Robin. Robin needs the input on that. But if the committee, if you want to go ahead and schedule a committee meeting, I'm not in opposition to that.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get Robin as part of this discussion. But go ahead and set the meeting that you want to schedule.
Okay. Does anybody else have any comments on when we should have our next meeting, whether it should be the 5th or the 19th?
19th.
Okay. So you want the 19th. Mike wants the 19th. Nancy, you have any comments?
I think earlier is better. We can always change it later to 19th if Robin cannot come, but I think we should try for the earlier date.
Okay. So, Tom, what did you think? And Mike, what did you think? Still think the 19th?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I'm going to do then. I'm going to schedule it for the 19th. I'm going to contact Robin, and if she has any projects she wants us to work on earlier, I will send an email out to the committee. Okay? All right. So I'm going to schedule it for this time, 6 o'clock Central on the 19th. Does anybody else have any new business before we adjourn?
Yes. Outreach.
Go ahead, Nancy.
We've been talking about appealing to the people we already know, our members, but outreach is trying to get new people. And so the only way we're going to get new people is social media, link up with other organizations and offer to do a cart for their organization.
Mm-hmm.
So they have people, and get them to tell their people about us, and also flyers. We haven't done a new flyer in over a year, and or 2 years. And then street blogging or highway blogging is another way where you get new people. And the little project that Wendy and I are working on is the banners that you to give the sustainers. And it'll be hung
inside
their cars.
Wendy said she sent you something on that.
Yeah. We discussed. Yeah, and so
okay.
We'll make the banner and tie it inside the car, and it has a tiny LED light, teeny tiny one that will light up 90.1 or KPFD.org, and people can hang it inside their car. So when their cars are parked in front of the supermarket, preferably near the entrance, and they go and shop. Well, the sign is blinking, and people will notice it. They will look at it, and especially if it's at nighttime, but even in the daytime they would. It's something that attracts people, children, people like Christmas lights. You know, they will look at it. So this is the way I'm going to work on a flyer. I would like ideas from the committee. If you have an idea for a flyer, could you please send it to the group? All of us get it, because we need a new one. We haven't had one in, I think, 2 years, a flyer.
Okay.
The last flyer had the Ten Commandments of Vietnam on the back. And so Wendy and I are working on a prototype, and then we'll show it to the group. And then I don't know if we can get a volunteer group, a sewing group, to stitch these things, because that would be much cheaper than having a company make it. And then we could give it to the sustainers. And we might even entice people to become sustainers by saying, sustainers, get these banners, you know. Okay, that's all.
All right, so Nancy's asking for ideas for a new KPFT flyer. And she wants us to consider highway blogging, street blogging, and offering carts to new organizations. And it seems to me you just mentioned some other social media outlets that I didn't catch.
I did? I don't remember.
Whatever. Okay, I'll listen to the minutes and send them out. Okay, then hearing no other new business, I think we're ready to adjourn. Thank you all very much.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Thank you, Tom. Hearing any objections to adjourning? Hearing
no.
None, we're now adjourned. Thank you all. Thank you, Mike, Tom, Judah,
Nancy.
Thank you all. Take care now.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.